If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
New targets in the Ukraine war.
Russian attacks expand west, hitting Lviv.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's message to Russia.
The Russian government has lied not only to the citizens, but to its soldiers.
New revelation in horrific crash.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The war widens even more. Additional areas of Ukraine have been targeted by Russian bombs and missiles. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the city of Lviv is now in the crosshairs.
The western city of Lviv, just around 50 miles from the Polish border, had been pretty much spared. Then this morning, a bit past 6 o'clock, air raid sirens sounded. Soon afterwards, Russian rockets struck near the city's airport. Thick black plumes of smoke quickly rose, visible throughout the city. The big question now is whether this marks a new expansion in Russia's invasion. Until now, Lviv had been viewed as a safe haven, both for the people who live in Lviv and refugees escaping from other cities where the attacks continue today. Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kyiv.
A man weeps over the body of his dead mother in the capital, killed after fragments of a downed missile rained down on this neighborhood. There's no telling when or where the next rocket or rockets will strike. Kharkiv, the second largest city, engulfed in flames and under constant bombardment. And in the besieged city of Chernihiv, an American teacher among dozens of Ukrainian civilians killed. 68-year-old Jimmy Hill, who had stayed in Ukraine to look after his partner, Irina, suffering from MS. From Pittsburgh, Katya Hill recalled the last time she spoke with her brother.
And I could hear bombs in the background. The hospital lost electricity. The hospital lost gas. There was no heat. My brother was a peacemaker. And he was a giver. He just felt everybody in the world should love each other.
Correspondent Chris Livesay has more on a fierce battle in a town in southern Ukraine.
According to U.S. intelligence, since the start of the invasion 3 weeks ago, more than 7,000 Russian troops have been killed, a dozen of them in Voznesensk, some still teenagers. Perhaps, like so many, they didn't even know they were going off to war. The Russian military won't even acknowledge they exist, says this scout, codenamed Ghost. Russia is treating their own soldiers like meat, leaving them to rot, he says. When they came to Voznesensk, local Ukrainian fighters were outnumbered and outgunned, but not outsmarted.
Vladimir Putin follows 22 people on Twitter. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of them. And the action film icon is hugely popular in Russia. Schwarzenegger has posted video on social media telling Russians they're being lied to about the invasion of Ukraine.
Understand the propaganda and the disinformation that you're being told. Let your fellow Russians know the human catastrophe that is happening in Ukraine. And to President Putin, I say, you started this war. You're leading this war. You can stop this war.
Russia has asked China for military aid. CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Biden is expected to tell China's president today to resist.
China is one of the few countries that have not condemned Putin's actions. Officials there have described their relationship with Russia as rock solid. Russia has reportedly asked China for military aid that includes everything from surface-to-air missiles to drones to MREs. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned yesterday that the crippling sanctions could easily expand to its neighbor, too.
China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression.
The House voted overwhelmingly to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and its ally Belarus. India says it bought 3 million barrels of crude oil from Russia this week and will go ahead with future purchases. From Thailand, Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more on Russians trying to get back to their country now that sanctions have put a squeeze on money and travel.
Max Kisilyo is one of thousands of Russians trapped here. His bank card stopped working when U.S.-led sanctions kicked in. Then he and his partner, Artyom Serov, found out that their flight, like most to Russia, had been canceled.
We don't know what's going on. We just don't feel safe.
Ulyana Maligina got money from an ATM just before they stopped working, so she can still feed her girls. But not everyone is so lucky.
Some Russians don't have money to buy food.
Stranded Russians have set up an online help group, and not only for themselves.
Russians help Ukrainians, and Ukrainians help Russians.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
New details in that head-on crash near Odessa, Texas, that left 9 people dead, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says the driver of the pickup that hit the school van was a 13-year-old boy.
The left front tire, which was a spare tire, had failed, which resulted in the vehicle pulling hard to the left and crossing into the opposing lane.
The teen and a passenger in the pickup were also killed. Drug maker Moderna is asking the FDA to authorize a second booster, a fourth overall shot of its COVID-19 vaccine, for all adults. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it comes after Pfizer's bid for a fourth shot for people 65 and older.
At the present time, there isn't significant data that younger individuals need that second booster shot. Over time, this probably will change.
For the first time, a transgender swimmer has won an NCAA women's swimming title. Leah Thomas won the 500-yard freestyle in Atlanta, and she'll compete in the 200-yard distance today. Her inclusion has been met with some protests. It's been quite a week for Dolly Parton. On Monday, she told the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to remove her name from nomination because she wasn't deserving. Now the Hall says that is up to the voters. 1,200 ballots with her name have already gone out, and the decision, they say, is theirs. More testing has forced a 6-day delay in the launch that had been set for next week of the Blue Origin spacecraft, and Saturday Night Live performer Pete Davidson says that means he'll have to miss the trip. A replacement will be selected. Davidson was picked as a guest of Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's big and powerful, and soon it'll be bound for the moon. NASA's brand new rocket.
With pomp, circumstance, and ceremony, NASA's Space Launch System is rolled out of the huge vehicle assembly building where the last moon rockets were put together for Apollo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's most powerful rocket ever, right here.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson. If all goes as planned, engineers will do a series of launch pad tests on the rocket, including a fully fueled countdown dress rehearsal early next month. An uncrewed launch to the moon could happen later this year. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Government forecasters say it'll be a hot spring in much of the country, and the western drought will get worse. Flood risks for eastern and southern states are forecast to be lower. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.